The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Badger fans, the temperatures may be dropping, but the Big Ten action at the Kohl Center is just heating up. This winter, we've got an action-packed schedule of Badger men's and women's basketball and men's hockey games right here at home. Gather your friends and family, secure your seats, and create lasting memories with us at the Kohl Center. For the full Badger schedule and to purchase your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as the Badgers hang 116 on the Iowa Hawkeyes tonight, 116-85. Wisconsin over the Hawkeyes. The Badgers getting their first Big Ten win of the season. Both teams now 1-2 in conference play. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This might be the easiest Butchie's breakdown you've ever had. Have at it.
Yeah, I think we'll start here. You know, 8 offensive rebounds. They really crashed the glass hard. You know, did a good job of out rebound.
Yeah, right.
The line. I mean, gave it player of the game was the line. I mean, 21 of 31 from three. I mean that. I mean, 15 of 17 for the free throw line. Just the way they shot the ball in general, and I think overall 26 assists.
Yeah.
On 40 made field goals. When you're shooting it like that, like a lot of guys, you know, okay, I'm gonna let it fly. I'm gonna let it fly. It's one of those nights. Everybody's making everything. We're gonna let you know. But again, playing for each other and understanding who's hot and getting the ball to the right guy. At no point did I feel like there was a force from anybody. And just the way, again, the way they shot the ball, I don't know if we'll ever see 21 made threes of 31 attempts from this Badger team. I don't think we'll see it again this year, but it was just fun to sit back and watch them play and have fun with it, right?
And you always wonder, we talked about it before the tip, you know, with the long layoff between games. Now, they're very strategic. I mean, these guys weren't born last night. They know how, you know, how to ramp guys back up after four days away.
Sure.
You know, they had a chance to get home. Even Marcus Silver was able to get back home to Estonia, surprised his family. I mean, Ricardo Greppi has people he knows over in Milwaukee. Otherwise, guys got home, they got away, and then they kind of ramped it back up. But you still don't know how they hadn't been shooting the three very well. Well, they were lights out.
But I think it's so important, though, Matt. I really do. Like, just the mental side of the game to get a break. The times that we didn't get home for Christmas, because I remember being in the dorm room Christmas Eve
with a Grinch
eating SpaghettiOs, right?
Like Grinch bowl,
yeah, right. Like, and then we had to come back and practice Christmas Day. Mm. It was just we went down. Like, I think the way that Greg's approaches, and we've seen it the last 2 years, the way that they've come out of those breaks have been pretty good. And I just think, especially nowadays with social media and the way it's gone, players just need a break. Like, they didn't. There was nobody. You played bad on social media. There was no one going after these guys for close to 19 days.
Yeah.
That's a huge mental break.
It's a nice thing. Now, I guess in fairness to Bo, they were getting, you know, times you
guys
were playing on the 27th or
28th. Exactly. Yeah, we had to do that. I get that.
But it's still fun to, you know.
Correct. Jab absolutely.
But this is something I know you're going to talk with Greg about it on his radio show this week. It's just one of those things that, you know, ideally he'd like to have a game between Christmas and New Year, but just the way the schedule was breaking down out of conference, I mean, you can arrange some of these games, but some of these are scheduled for you, the MTEs or the, you know, the made-for-TV kind of games, and he wanted to make sure there was a game ahead of Arizona, didn't want the layoff there, and just thought with the flurry of games, and they know it's going to be busy coming up, very busy, so, okay, let's just do this now, and it obviously worked very well.
I also think it might be something you see more of. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm going to make sure I put my plug in. But that being said, the reason I say that, though, is I think you're going to see more of it because you don't know your team because there's so much change.
Yep.
So the more games you can play on the front end is better. Now, if the NCAA changes and lets you play more secret scrimmages and things like that, maybe you won't. But if it stays, the rules stay the way they are right now, you want to front load your schedule. You want to play more games. because you really don't know who your team is yet.
And he's still, he has admitted this week, he's still learning about this team.
I don't know what this team is. I sat down, I talked with a couple of the Iowa assistant coaches because I covered enough of their games. And they said, yeah, we like our team. And I said, I like you guys. I said, and they said, what do you think about Wisconsin? I said, guys, I don't necessarily know. I think they're good, but I because and the same reason we talked about before the game with, you know, Max Klesmit, John Blackwell, the percentages they're shooting from three. Well, thanks, John, for, you know, pointing that out and help me, you know, say what I was saying, because 6 of 10 tonight, very good. Like, his percentages are going to increase. Max's are going to increase. But, you know, if they continue to do this, the I want to say the sky's the limit for this group. But where they can go and what they can do, I mean, they scored 116. Now, I know they made 21 threes, but – It was a very, very impressive performance.
Second most points in the game in program history. Wisconsin a winner tonight over the Iowa Hawkeyes, 116-85. When we continue, we'll take a glance at the Nissan Out-of-Town scoreboard. Back in 1 minute, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
National Crime Prevention Council.
Get a check of the Nissan Out-of-Town scoreboard. They're at the half in Columbus, Michigan State, which has really been playing pretty good basketball of late, leading Ohio State 37-29. A couple more Big Ten games tomorrow. UCLA will be at Nebraska. Both teams 11-2 overall. And the Michigan Wolverines out west to take on the Trojans of USC. That game will be tomorrow night. The Badgers are back at it on Monday night in Piscataway. The 6 o'clock tip Central Time as the Badgers take on the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. Wisconsin 116, Iowa 85. The Badgers end up 40 of 62 from the field overall. 21 of 31 from 3, 15 of 17 at the foul line. Iowa 48.5% from the field, 9 of 24 from 3, 12 of 18 from the foul line. One thing we didn't talk about much was Wisconsin just blitzed Iowa on the boards as well, 37-21. Iowa has not been a good rebounding team this season. The Badgers have been solid.
That's how I opened up my breakdown.
Yeah, you should.
I did. And I said 8 offensive rebounds they got. I mean, I was being serious.
No, you weren't. <It's> like, you weren't even close.
I mean. Do you even listen to what I say? I mean, I opened it up with, I said they got 8 offensive. Dave, did I not say they got 8 offensive rebounds?
But
you weren't listening.
But
hey,
this.
Let's have a great Happy New Year.
Dave, did he say something? Who's that? Who's he? who's this guy?
But you are right. I mean, it's one an area that, and I think that's more important. Like the team, even though the start of the game, defensively, a lot of straight line drives.
Yes.
Iowa, you know, right yep. there. It wasn't like Iowa needed to pass and create assists. They just were going by guys. They made that adjustment. Again, they moved the ball, 26 assists. Iowa averages 20.5 assists a game. They only had 13 there, 14 fast break points. At one point, it was 3 with, I think, like 8 minutes left in the game.
Yeah.
They averaged 17.5. So everything that Wisconsin needed to do, they still did. We talked about how they guarded Peyton Stanford and Owen Freeman. I mean, between the two of them, they're averaging, quick math there, I mean, 34 points a game.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think they had 16 total. So, between the two of them. So, you look at how they guarded and what they did and how they needed to take it away. Just, again, the made threes and the 116 points – are going to be what's talked about. I even just, you know, put a tweet out there. 116 points. The national media is going to be talking about the Badgers.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, oh,
offense
this is
sells.
Right? That's what it is.
Not your daddy's Badgers.
Correct, yeah, right? Yeah. It's going to be all throughout. And that's great. I mean, anytime, you know, this Badger program has a chance to be talked about nationally because of, you know, it kind of changed the narrative, which, mm-hmm. whatever. I mean, that, mm-hmm.
yep.
that
yep.
that's going to be what that's going to be. I look at defensively. You hold Iowa's two best players to 16 point total points.
That's big time.
You know what I mean? You limit yep. them to 13 fast break points. You limit them to only 13 assists. Like, all those things that needed to be checked were checked.
Greg Gard making his way out here, so we'll hold it. And it'll be interesting. You know, it's just fun to watch Big Ten basketball. Iowa's next game, they'll be on the home floor against Nebraska, which is a team that's been playing some pretty
good
defense.
Been playing better. They had a really good holiday tournament in Hawaii.
You mentioned Peyton Sanford, 2 points tonight.
Well, he's going
to be lighting
it
up.
I mean, it was just a bad night, too. Yeah. A lot of it was Wisconsin's defense, yes. but if I'm Nebraska, I'm going to throw three people on Peyton Sanford because he's going to let that thing fly.
Yes, he will. Coach Gard joining us here courtside. We'll let him settle in here as the Badgers defeat the Iowa Hawkeyes 116-85, the second most points ever in a game scored by Wisconsin men's basketball, 120 back in 1967 against SMU.
Before my time.
I was a mere child back then.
Yeah.
And
it was just a
nobody else on this
twinkle
this table
in
was
my
born.
Dad's eyes.
That's right.
That time.
But you know what Butchie has been raving about as you made your way over here, you know, on a night where you score 116 points.
The 8 offensive rebounds. Go ahead, I'm trying.
Peyton Sanford had 2.
Yeah. That's what I just talked to the team about. You a terrific scorer. You get him 1 for 9, Harding 3 for 8, and you know, we finally figured out Josh Dix. You know, we had to change some
good,
stuff at the ball screens. Yeah.
Well, he gets that mid-range. So
yeah,
I really think he might be one of the best mid-range shooters in the league.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he does so well.
Exactly. And, you know, he goes 6 for 8 in the first half. And the back half of the first half, I thought we did a better job. Kamari got on him, got into him a little bit, and we changed the big coverage on the ball screen, got out, got after him a little bit, and got him off his comfort zone. But, yeah, I mean, you don't have – I thought Illinois shot it well last night when I looked at that box score, and then we come in and do this. I mean, you – So I told the team, I talked about the defensive component and how we shared the ball because there's nights, you know, you might go 4 for 31. But obviously that's – I'm happy for these guys. Maybe practice is overrated. Take 11 days off more often.
Well, I mean, we'd be fine with
that. If you
want
that big gap at Christmas
that's
time.
That's okay with us, yeah.
So, but, no, it was proud of how the guys responded and practiced well. So it's good that they come out and play well.
It's one of those things we talked about. Obviously, the narrative is going to be a Badger scored 116. That's what people are going to be talking about in the nation, which is great. Like that's fantastic. But I said, you guys checked all the boxes. This is a team in Iowa that scores 17.5 fast break points a game. Yeah, they have 13, but they had 3 of them with like 8 minutes left in the game. Like, you guys did everything you needed to do there. You guarded Peyton Sanford. You guarded Owen Freeman. They averaged 34. They only scored 16 combined, those two.
Right.
Like, everything that you guys needed to do, you out-rebounded them. Like, that's the thing that's not going to be talked about enough.
Right. It was more than just making threes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you controlled the game in other areas, and that's, you know, that's this group. I think the depth of it, the combinations are feeling more and more comfortable with each other on the floor, and obviously, you know, you see the shooting is contagious. I mean, see them start going in, and
especially when you share the ball,
ball.
There's some power within that basketball.
I mean, Max
Klesman
made a pass. You know, made the one more when he could have shot it to Kamari in the corner in front of our bench, and just those things when the game was in hand, and they still continue to play that way. Where sometimes you start, when the game's in hand, you start trying to get yours, and this group doesn't do that. They don't have the selfish mindset, and we wouldn't allow it if we saw it or smelt it. But but no, that's just a credit to our players.
You've kind of touched on the answer to the next question I had, because at the half, your guys give up 43 points, but you're up 11. Mm-hmm. I mean, normally, like 43 points given up, that's going to be some paint-peeling conversations in the locker room. But you're up 11. I mean, as a staff, I mean, were you still, as like Butchie was saying, were you still checking as the half was progressing, checking enough of the boxes?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about, you know, if you look through Iowa's box scores, high first-half shooting percentages are the norm. They really have been blistering, and you have to score to keep pace. They just have too many pieces in play at a pace where you have to go score points, and that's a It's a microcosm of where the game is right now. Yeah. But, you know, they shoot 59% the first half, 38% the second. You know, we go from 61 to 71. So we took a jump. But I think that's the defensive things was talked about. We talked about transition defense. We talked about the ball screens that we adjusted in the back, you know, the last 8 minutes of the first half. And we want to keep going. We're not taking our foot off the gas here. Let's keep the pressure on, because with how they play and the power of the three ball, you know, leads can be erased fast. So we didn't want to get complacent. We want to continue to play a complete game.
Final thought here, John Blackwell with a career high 32 points. But I would imagine just, you know, the way he views things, yeah, the points are great. The last three games, though, 15 assists, just 2 turnovers.
Yeah.
This role is new for him. But day by day, you feeling good about the path that he is on.
Yeah, I think he's
right
getting
now
more comfortable. I think the teammates on the floor with him are more comfortable. You know, he's moving the ball. It comes out of his hands on the pass. He's seeing things faster, quicker, earlier than maybe what he did earlier in the year. And, you know, he plays pretty efficient. I mean, we minimize how many mid-range he can take, but he's our best mid-range shooter. Mm-hmm. He's our version of, you know, you talk about what Josh Dix does for them. John has that same type of talent, but, you know, that's a pretty efficient line when you get 32 points on 22 shots, concluding the free throws.
I love the 8 rebounds from him.
Yeah.
That's just where it's at.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
That's another part that wasn't talked about, but you guys dominated the boards.
Right. I mean, he's a complete player. Yeah. That's why he played for us as a freshman last year, because he didn't have to score 32, but he did all those other things for us.
Yeah. Well, go enjoy this one. Congrats, and we'll see you Monday.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Badgers head coach Greg Gard joining us. Courtside as Wisconsin defeats Iowa 116-85. The Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is hiring probation and parole agents with a starting pay of $22 per hour plus scheduled increases, a Monday through Friday schedule, and advancement opportunities. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Famous Worst Mockers Bob and Tony in the Smokehouse.
Beef, summer sausage, and salami. And because they're from Usinger's, you know they're the best. Made with all lean beef and imported spices, cured and smoked the old world way. Because quality has been Usinger's number one ingredient for more than a century. Made right here in Milwaukee since 1880. Usinger's, America's finest Worcester.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, you bet.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Wisconsin is home to some of the best educators in the country. The Outstanding Educator Program is brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Throughout the season, we are honoring incredible educators who go above and beyond for their students and communities. Do you know an educator who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
The Fort Dealers postgame show rolls on. The Badgers 116, Iowa 85 here tonight. Now it's on to Rutgers. That's going to be interesting. We'll see what Dylan Harper's status.
Well, I think that's the biggest question. Exactly. Yeah. That's the biggest question. If you know you look at you know what Rutgers has done, but Dylan Harper's been huge for them. Yeah. So if he doesn't play, it's a huge advantage for Wisconsin. Did not play last game against Indiana.
He and Ace Bailey, the two of the highest regarded freshmen coming into college basketball this season. Both are Scarlet Knights. Ace Bailey had 39 last night. He is rail thin, but really he's like 6'10", 200. But a scoring machine.
And the problem, one of the problems for Rutgers has been their interior defense. In Nolan Winter, we didn't even talk about him hardly. But another really good performance by Nolan as well.
Yeah, he had 18 points, 8 rebounds. Stephen Crowell, 14-7. Here tonight.
Yeah. So again, good performances by the bigs. Yep. That hasn't really, you know, that gets lost in the 3-point shooting, and a lot of things will get lost. You know, all you have to do is go on Twitter right now, and the college basketball world is talking about 116. But there's a lot of other good things that were done by this Badger team that won't be talked about.
Yeah, but the Badgers know that they continue to build on that. You got Rutgers Monday. You got Minnesota coming here a week from tonight. So, and then after that, another home game against Ohio State. So an opportunity to build a little something here, but as we've seen in college basketball, good teams can have rough nights. Iowa had one tonight. Oregon on the home floor had one last night. So buckle up, enjoy this one, and then look forward to Monday night when the Badgers take on Rutgers. We'll take one more break back to wrap things up in 60 seconds. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
What if high schools could totally rethink high school? What if we told you that some already have? Imagine high school, where the love of teaching and the love of learning are colliding, where students are learning math and history and art and physics, graduating ready for college, for careers they care about, and life. What if we told you that right now, the powerful change we're seeing in high schools across the country is possible in your neighborhood too? Don't believe it? Watch now at rethinkhighschool.org.
Did you know that 9 out of 10 Americans are sick of the divisions in our country? But there's one small step we can take to remember that we're still connected. All over America, strangers with different political views are coming together to talk about their lives, not politics, and discovering they actually have a lot in common. Because even if we don't see eye to eye, we can still talk heart to heart. So let's talk for a change. Learn more at takeonesmallstep.org.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
That was a night of Brian Butch was in uniform. He'd have dropped 30 tonight. 116.
I would have got 30 shots up. I know that.
116-85, the Badgers defeat Iowa. Yeah, you'd have taken your share, right?
You know. Absolutely. Yes.
That was fun tonight. Fun to get back at it here, too.
It is always
well.
Fun. So, yeah. Absolutely.
And the best part, you didn't have to wear a pie. So, what Bios Charlie?
Two great minds think alike there. No, correct. Exactly. I don't have to drive home in pie. It's good.
Did you get that clean yet? Send a bill to Scott Silvestri.
I should. Absolutely.
He won't mind. He's not even in town. So, Badgers a winner tonight over Iowa, 116-85. That'll do it for us. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. For Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson back in our network studio. This is Matt LePay, hoping you'll join us on Monday night when the Badgers take on the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. Thanks for listening. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Fabic Rents. For all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
I mean, I have a feeling that the next administration is going to outlaw Mifepristone, which is an after,
morning after
medication that women can take, but it's often mailed through the mail system, and I'm sure they will outlaw that. So maybe we have to, we'll be enforcing everything here in Minnesota, but around us, it just feels like it's going to be a disaster.
Hmm. Yeah, well, we're going to have to keep an eye on that, too. You know, when you talk about the boundary waters and, us natives are water protectors, I really believe that the people up north, too, will not stand for it. The non-Indigenous people, too, because they are up there enjoying it, and they don't want their resources ruined either because of people coming up there and vacationing and visiting, and you know, it would be a catastrophe for them too. So hopefully we can get some allies out of that too, and be bipartisan about the protection of our waters here.
Yeah, but you know, there are entities out there that are saying, let's get in there and get all those minerals, let's get all that stuff out of the ground. You know, there have been lawsuits and fights to keep companies from overseas out of our state and being able to just come in and drill and mine. And they'll say, oh, we'll do it responsibly, we'll do it respectfully. But at the end of the day, I mean, we saw with Line 3 how right. they were supposed to be so careful. And at every turn, you know, there were they violated any kind of agreements or any of the rules that they were supposed to follow. And all it was is like, oops, so sorry, you know. Right. So I don't have that positive, as positive a outlook as you on that. But, the only thing that we can really do is push back. Mm-hmm. And I know that our Attorney General, Keith right. Ellison, is really primed to ensure that that he's ready to go when those things such as environmental issues or reproductive rights, LGBTQ two-spirit rights are being violated, that we're able to push back. So we're keeping busy.
Yeah. And, Attorney General Keith Ellison was busy the first time around. So he's not new to this, and neither are you. You were you a representative or were you a state senator when the first time?
I was a rep. I was elected the same year that Trump was in the same election that Trump was elected in. Wow. So when I was in the Minnesota House, those first 2 years, I was in the minority. And then we took the majority the second time around. But we got some things done. I mean, you have to remember, I was able to get that Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women's Task Force done mm-hmm. under those circumstances. So I'm going to try to remain optimistic. If nothing else, we just hold the line until we get a midterms or, right. 4 years, we can turn that around. But, it's going to be a lot of work, and there are plenty of us that are willing to do just that, push our sleeves up and persevere.
Well, that's why it's excellent you're on the show every week and you give us updates and calls to action too, because we know the same year that you got elected, Standing Rock was happening, and mm-hmm. That was not only interesting, but it was empowering to all of us natives. And I think the 7-8 fires across the country of across Turtle Island have really spoken to our young ones and to everyone, and we're going to just have to do it again.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio, and we're here with State Senator Mary Kunish, and we'll be back after the show.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Next Friday, January 10th, is when President-elect Trump has been ordered to appear in a New York City courtroom for sentencing on 34 felony counts in the hush money business fraud case.
The judge said he does not want to interfere with the separation between the judicial and the executive branch, does not want to interfere with notions of presidential immunity. But he is, I think, signaling that there is a jury verdict. It needs to be respected.
ABC's Aaron Katursky, the judge will impose what's called an unconditional discharge. The FBI in Las Vegas says the investigation into the New Year's Day truck explosion at the Trump Hotel has determined the driver who was killed in the crash did not bear any ill will toward the president-elect. The thinking is that he may have suffered PTSD. President Biden to go to New Orleans on Monday to mourn in the wake of the deadly truck attack. This is ABC News.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to...
It's the Packers and the Bears. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Bears Sunday. Green Bay has beat Chicago now 11 times in a row. Three Packers players named to the Pro Bowl, Rashawn Gary, and two free agents who joined the team this year, Josh Jacobs and safety Xavier McKinney.
Definitely, definitely special. You know, obviously this organization bringing in two great guys, two great leaders, and helping be a part of, you know, already successful team, and just taking us that much further, taking it another step further.
NBA, the Bucks try to make a comeback, scoring 20 unanswered points in the fourth quarter, but lost at home to the Nets, 113-110. Doc Rivers asked, have the Bucks played the right way since their win in the NBA Cup?
Yeah, well, honestly, I thought we have played the right way overall. Since Vegas, we've been shorthanded. There's not a lot of nights like this where we play offense like the way we played tonight. So, yeah.
The Bucks host the Trailblazers 7 o'clock tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. To some people, life is just downtime between superhero movies. Ultra fans of Spider-Man are experiencing that downtime and probably trying to decipher rumors regarding their favorite web-spinning superhero. Andrew Garfield addressed his potential involvement in Spider-Man 4, which is currently in the works. Tom Holland is signed on to the project, but other than that, little else is known. Garfield disappointed his fans and put the kibosh on his potential appearance, telling GQ the only thing that might bring him back one day would be if he had five kids and needed to pay for tuition. Two words for you, Andrew. Community college. Jeremy Allen White is getting high praise for his portrayal of Bruce Springsteen by none other than Bruce Springsteen. The Bear actor plays the boss in the upcoming Bruce-based biopic, Deliver Me From Nowhere. In a recent interview on SiriusXM, Springsteen said not only does he think White is a good actor, but praised his singing as well. Deliver Me From Nowhere will be released sometime in 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cold tonight, wind chills well below zero with a low around zero. And mostly sunny for the weekend, high temps in the low teens, again wind chills at times below zero. Stays cold to start early next week, highs 10 to 15 and partly sunny through Wednesday. Right now it's 7.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger, some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, it's Monday, so our favorite Delano Democrat, Harvey Kay, will join us. Plus, it's January 6th. The counting and certification of the electoral vote is scheduled to take place. Tune in. We'll be wild.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis Air. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Get ready to bake with I Am Betty. The smash hit musical returns to the History Theater now through December 29th. Explore 100 years of women's history through Betty Crocker. While she wasn't a real person, Betty Crocker was a media personality and cultural icon who shaped homes and kitchens for generations. Don't miss last season's runaway hit with catchy songs and heartwarming stories. So grab your big red cookbook and head to the History Theater. Tickets at historytheater.com.
A home that needs new everything. Plus the kitchen sink. Life math is complicated. Affinity Plus makes it easier. With great rates on a home equity line of credit, we make tackling home projects less stressful. Visit affinityplus.org/rates to learn more today. Affinity Plus Federal Credit Union. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States.
And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected.
Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf.
Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy.
As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired.
Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
As we age, it's important to invest in our health and to help protect it. Like the flu, COVID-19 is always changing. That's why it's important to stay up to date on your vaccines. By getting the flu and COVID-19 vaccines, you can renew your body's defenses and lower the risk of getting sick. Get your health boost and protect yourself against the flu and COVID. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. Again, that's vaccines.gov. Vaccines.gov.
You're listening to AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Think your company's safe? Your staff is working from home, right? As I speak, cyber criminals are mounting attacks across the country. Remember, when we're weakest, cyber criminals attack. Hi, Mark Sommerfeld from Rimark. The Rimark team is guiding our clients through these difficult times. In fact, demand has been so high, we created an easy-to-follow guide. It's yours free. Download our 5 steps to securely work from home now at RimarkIT.com or call 651-328-8900 for a no-cost how-to discussion.
Hi, everyone. Recently, I tried to figure out how much money I've saved on gas with my Toyota Sienna Hybrid from Rudy Luther Toyota. Toyota hybrids are fantastic vehicles, roomy, safe, stylish, and incredibly fuel efficient. I got my latest Toyota Sienna a little over a year ago, so I did the math. So far, I've saved over $1,500 on gas since I got my Sienna. You heard that correctly. Over $1,500 in fuel in little over a year. And they're a fun vehicle. You can drive all day on one tank of gas, so it's perfect for winter travel. Get yourself a Toyota Hybrid today and start saving money on fuel. Rudy Luther Toyota, 5 miles west of Minneapolis on 394.
With a look at your AM 950 weather, I'm Patrick Lilia. Cloudy tonight with a low of 24, then Saturday sunshine with a high of 45.
Nightingale is your cozy, comfortable neighborhood bar and restaurant at 26th and Lindale in Minneapolis. Come in for the famous Nightingale Burger or the Ginger Tamari Chicken Wings. View their menu or place a takeout order at nightingalempls.com.
You are listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. We're with State Senator Mary Kunish. And, not only are you traveling and seeing your constituents and traveling all across the state, while you're quote-unquote off time, but now the real time's coming in, and people will be coming up and visiting you at the Capitol and doing a lot of good things. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, you doing that and also the preparation and, you know, how the open doors that you always talk about. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Sure. So here in Minnesota, we will begin our next legislative session starting January 14th. And as I mentioned, in the Minnesota House, they're even over there as far as 67 GOP members and 67 Democrats, DFLers over there. So they are going to have to be co-leading, co-managing all of that together. And I mean, literally, co-managing. So in the different committees like education or environment or public safety, there will be one of each as the chairs. And I think they are going to trade off every other day who is in charge of chairing the committee.
Wow.
So we'll see how that goes. The last time there was anything like that was back in 1979.
The year I graduated from high school.
Yeah, me too. Hey. And it was so stressful. It did not go well, apparently. It was so stressful that there were like 7 men that had heart attacks.
What?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah, there were like heart attacks all over the place.
Wow.
I know. So if they're missing, you know, it used to be if you weren't there for a vote on the floor, you just weren't there and you couldn't vote. Now we have remote voting ever since COVID, we've allowed remote voting. Hmm. So back in the day, I think, you know, I read a couple different scenarios where some guy had a heart attack and it was like the other side is like, okay, let's get some stuff done. And, you know, they had all these votes because they had the majority while this one person was out.
Oh my.
Yeah. You know, I hope that's not the case this time around. I wouldn't wish that on anybody for any reason, but I do hope they'll be reasonable in their efforts over in the House. And then in the Senate, you know, we're just half of that. So, and we only have a one person majority in the Minnesota Senate. We lost one of our members this past spring when she resigned to run for Congress. And congratulations, Kelly Mueller, on your election to Congress. And then we were able to be successful in getting one of our Democrats reelected. Ann Johnson Stewart was reelected. She served with me for 2 years and then got redistricted out. And now she's back, and I think she's going to be my seatmate. So that will be cool. And then, you know, we have still have our governor and lieutenant governor. And so we'll see how this session goes. We just got our forecast, looking at the budget, it was not the kind of surplus that had been initially thought that would happen.
Right.
But I'm confident that we'll be able to work within our means. It's really the February forecast that we know really and truly what we're going to be able to spend on all the different areas. I chair education finance and education and health services take up almost 2/3 of our state budget.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's a huge responsibility. And we've been fortunate in the last couple of years of having surplus and able to, you know, fill some of the buckets that hadn't been filled for a long, long time, you know, all the way back to when, you know, 20 years ago when Pawlenty was governor and he borrowed the money. He didn't pay out the money to education. He kept that to balance the budget. And we never quite recovered from that. So that's really what we've been working on pretty hard. And we'll keep doing that.
Well, that's 600, what is it, $606 million in surplus? That isn't really a surplus because, as you were saying, that there's funding that has to go yearly to education and healthcare, for instance.
Yep. Yeah, and it might look like a surplus, yes, but we also when we put bills together, we'll say, you know, X amount of money for 25, you know, X amount of money in 2026, especially in education. You know, we look at school years 26, 27, 27, 28. Some of the funding that we put in place now has to continue to do that, which means it has to, you know, we have to generate that money to fund those. And so, you know, good chance is that we'll be pretty careful with our dollars this time around, recognizing that we really invested a lot in the future. And I don't think we'll have a problem with what we've got, but I think we got a little spoiled there for a minute or two. And I think we can pull back and be responsible with the funding that we receive.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just got to, you know, talk about the one person in the Senate. That's in a majority no matter how you slice it. And so that's good news, you know. I mean, there's no, okay, we're close to being even. Let's work together and
co-manage.
Work together was probably the wrong term, but co-manage.
Well, we should work together, but when it comes to the leadership or the management, one person is a majority. The Senate still holds that majority, and we will exercise our leadership with that majority. And it's not to say that we won't work or, you know, collaborate with our GOP members. I've always asked my the members on the committee, GOP and Dems, bring me good bills. If they're really good bills, then we will absolutely consider them and, you know, make sure that you've got the kids in mind and not something else, an alternative motive for your bill. Sometimes it's kind of gotcha, try to bills, you know, try to get the Dems in trouble. But, I've had to learn to work with folks all my life. You grow up in a family of 13, you learn you need to get along, right, to get along. Teachers, we work together all the time with everybody. And so I kind of bring that kind of experience and attitude to the job at the Capitol. I'm happy to have folks share with me their thoughts and their ideas. So don't hesitate to reach out to me. And I think most legislators will say that they want to hear from their constituents. I get a lot of letters from people that aren't my constituents, and I'll still pay attention to what they've got to say. Like, I went down and visited a farm in Goodhue, Minnesota. That's not my district, but somebody knew my sister, and they're like, hey, can you get your sister to come down here and talk about ag issues? And I'm on the ag committee, so I was like, heck yeah, we'll come down and visit you. It does take a village to make sure that everybody's covered with what they need here in Minnesota.
What I like is that, and this is kind of tongue in cheek too, but what I like is you guys read the whole bills when you vote on them, because there's a couple of them that slipped through the Republicans that didn't read it all the way through. And I just kind of think pretty funny, but good on the Democrats.
Yeah, I mean, some of those bills are really deep and intricate, and there's things in there that when you read them, you don't see a problem with it, but there could be either intended or unintended consequences to the bills. And are you talking about the marijuana one?
Yeah, a few years ago when wasn't the marijuana. I think it was THC or something like that.
And
all of a sudden, all these little dispensaries had lines around the block because the law had changed.
Yeah, that was very interesting. But still a lot of work to do on cannabis and marijuana legalization here in Minnesota. There's just, again, there's a lot of things that you don't think about when you're putting these together. And the good thing is that when it came to legalizing marijuana, we knew that there were going to be situations or incidences or problems that we don't know about or hadn't anticipated. Mm-hmm. And we're being very careful and methodic about implementing this. It makes a lot of people upset because they want to get their shops open and start, spreading the spreading the joy and harmony. Yeah. But we have to be really, we have to be careful about how we move along with this legalization, and we'll see how it goes.
Right. And I agree. I really think that we should be working on what we're working on, and that's keeping the money in the state. Mm-hmm. And these out-state people applying for licenses and things, we have to really take care of our own first and keep the money in the state. So I applaud the slowing down of this process.
Yeah. There were a lot of people that were upset that they didn't get the license. And then when you read about it, you know, perhaps there were some people that applied for it with the intention of then passing on or selling or working under the license of somebody else. Mm-hmm. that you know, we didn't want them in. But what I really like especially is that they're being very conscious of making sure that those folks that have been most negatively impacted, politically and legally by it, are going to have the first opportunity to get the benefits.
That's perfect. And again, Minnesota is leading the way in that for sure. And We appreciate that. Hey, appreciate you, State Senator Mary Kunish. People come down to the Capitol and visit you and see the great work that you're doing. And we appreciate the updates and all the insight that you have. We really appreciate you.
You bet. Thank you so much. Wopila Tonka, everyone.
Hey, we'll be right back. Haley, with who?
Hey, we've got Meredith and Fawn from New Native Theater.
Right on. This is Native Roots Radio. We'll be back.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
It's okay to talk about mental health. It's okay to struggle. And it's okay to ask for help. It's important that we support one another and work together to end the stigma so that we can start to tell a different story about mental health and well-being in our community. If you're looking for support for yourself or want to find resources for a loved one, visit makeitokay.org to get started. That's makeitokay.org.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Programming on Native Roots Radio is supported in part by MinSure. Looking for health insurance, but not sure where to start? MinSure has you covered. You can find discounts, compare private health plans, and see if you qualify for free or low-cost insurance. Plus, get help from an expert so you save on the coverage you need. Enroll online by December 18th for coverage starting January 1st. Get started today at MinSure.org. That's MNSure.org.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations. How? Oh, man. Y'all left me hanging with that lone wolf. All right, guys. Well, hey, it's Fun Friday here on Native Roots Radio, and it's producer Haley Cherry just ending off this episode this week with you guys. I'm joined here now with a couple of new Native theater actors who are performing in Deanna Standing Cloud's audio play titled Blood Quantum Physics. And I'm here with Fawn and Meredith. Thank you guys so much. Pina Gigi, for spending some time with me today and talking new Native theater. How are you?
It's good to be here.
Wow.
I'm up from up north in Grand Rapids. I'm from Leech Lake. So I got to spend the week down in the cities as we do tech rehearsals. We're ready to kick it off tonight. So I'm really excited.
Awesome. Yeah, it's going to be a great run. We're so excited about the show.
Awesome. So, Fawn, you mentioned you're a Leech Laker. We have a Leech Laker in our family. My cousin is married to a Leech Laker. So shout out Leech Lake. And then, Meredith, you're Turtle Mountain Ojibwe, right?
Yep, Turtle Mountain. My dad is David McCoy. He's enrolled, and I grew up in North Carolina, so moved out to Minnesota to get closer to home.
Awesome. Yeah, come back home to native land. I got a couple really good Turtle Mountain Ojibwe friends, so love them as well. Let's talk Blood Quantum Physics. How did you guys get involved in this play, and how'd you hear about it?
Yeah, so take it back a little bit. Back in 2016, 17, 18, somewhere around there, Blood Quantum Physics was actually a stage play that was produced. And I was acted alongside Deanna, who is the playwright, and mm-hmm. another friend of ours. And that just kind of blew up a little bit. Like, people really loved the play. And now fast forward, they had created into these audio plays that we're doing. So I got involved back when I lived in the Twin Cities with New Native Theater. I've always loved acting. So in college and, you know, high school and community theater. So
great. What about you, Mar?
Yeah, my background is in musical theater and opera performance, but I haven't done any of that in a very long time. I went off and got a PhD in Native Studies and teach Native Studies now at Carleton College. And I just saw the Instagram post over the summer that they were doing the workshop of Blood Quantum Physics. And I wrote in and said, hey, I haven't done any theater in a very long time, but I would love to. And, you know, got involved in the workshop and then came back and did some voiceover work for the New Native Theater production of Fallen Star in the fall. And now I'm just really excited to be part of the staged reading for Blood Quantum Physics this weekend and next weekend.
Awesome. Yeah. So it's this weekend, Fridays and Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 2 this weekend and next weekend. And this is at the Gremlin Theater in St. Paul, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Perfect. Have either of you been there before, the Gremlin Theater?
I have. I feel like we performed. I feel like we did Blood Quantum Physics there before.
Yeah.
And then a couple other productions they had there. So, yeah.
And for Bear Grease when it was here last year.
That's right. That's how it sounded familiar. I didn't make it to Bear Grease, but I definitely have heard of Gremlin Theater. So that's awesome. And Gremlin Theater's in St. Paul. Yeah. What else? Yeah. So you both mentioned you kind of do like theater acting is something you prefer and like musical theater. Have you ever done like acting for camera?
Yes. So I have a small part in Rihanna's Winter's Love.
I think
that's the title. Yeah. I think I have like a small little cameo in there. I can't remember. It was so long ago. Yeah.
That's the only,
you know, movie film that I've ever done. So
that's cool. How is like a audio play different from a regular play performance?
I mean, so much more of it is in your voice. I've done a little bit of podcasting and there's so much expression that you have to do. You know, part of the audience is going to be the live studio audience. And so we've put in some visual elements to engage that audience. And then for folks who are going to be listening primarily through the podcast version, everything has to be expressed through sound. So how we talk to each other, how we laugh with each other. There's so many visual cues that have to be sort of compensated for by our voices.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. So is it kind of like, so was every performance like the same script or are they kind of different like series?
Yeah. So it's a series of 7 plays and it kind of follows.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matinair on Air.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll recap the weekend's news, and we bring back Beyond the Cheese. Wisconsin Knitwear is featured. Don't miss it.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
What if high schools could totally rethink high school? What if we told you that some already have? Imagine high school, where the love of teaching and the love of learning are colliding, where students are learning math and history and art and physics, graduating ready for college, for careers they care about, and life. What if we told you that right now, the powerful change we're seeing in high schools across the country is possible in your neighborhood too? Don't believe it? Watch now at rethinkhighschool.org.
Did you know that 9 out of 10 Americans are sick of the divisions in our country? But there's one small step we can take to remember that we're still connected. All over America, strangers with different...
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President-elect Trump has a January 10th court date for sentencing in the business fraud hush money case. He will not be going to prison.
What the judge appears to indicate in this memo, in this decision, and this is important, he signals that he's intending to sentence Trump to what's called a quote-unquote unconditional discharge out of respect for the presidential immunity doctrine.
ABC's Catherine Falders. A federal judge has green-lighted a Sunday start of congestion pricing in New York City, imposing a toll on drivers going south of 60th Street in Manhattan. Death of a 60s R&B star.
Just give me some kind of sign, girl.
His manager says Brenton Wood died this morning at his home in Moreno Valley, California. In 1967, he had 3 hit singles, including Gimme a Little Sign. No cause of death given. Brenton Wood was 83. This is ABC News.